This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis Cooperative, providing innovative solutions to tomorrow's agriculture. When spraying with a traditional ground rig, adjuvants can help to improve the efficacy of the application by improving droplet spread, increasing the amount of product that contacts the target, and reducing drift. Those same benefits can also be found when adding adjuvants to the tank mix of a drone sprayer. We will hear more from Joe Valancourt of Winfield United next.
No one knows your fields better than you, but it's hard to be everywhere at once. Sky Scout from Landis Cooperative helps you keep an eye on every acre throughout the growing season. Using aerial imagery and expert analysis, Sky Scout can help identify crop stress, stand concerns, nutrient issues, and other potential challenges before they become bigger problems. The result? More informed decisions and greater confidence in every pass across the field. Because the earlier you know, the more options you have. Talk with your Landis representative or call 515-817-2100 to learn more about Sky Scout today.
Joe Valancourt of Winfield United says the benefits from adjuvants can be even more pronounced with drone spraying because of the number of factors that need to be accounted for to properly spray with a drone.
Now, we're looking at pretty much a new method of making these applications with drones, with a spray boom. You know, we're used to that material coming out a long boom, a nozzle with a small orifice, and in downward pressure and gravity certainly playing a big role there. With drones, one of the predominant systems that's emerged is a rotary atomizer, and it's actually whipping that material around.
Valancourt says the most important thing for drone pilots to consider is fully calibrating their drone for the conditions and drone type.
One is that speed of that atomizer. The quicker that you make those rotations or increase that revolutions per second, the smaller that droplet is going to be. So instead of relying on loose guidelines and assumptions, we've actually been able to measure the exact width and speed of those droplets coming out at various speeds of the rotary atomizer.
Valancourt says that droplet size is one of the key factors in drone spraying applications.
We're also able to look at spray adjuvants and inclusions to try to influence the physical behavior of that spray droplet and get it to atomize or get those droplets to break apart in that middle-sized droplet. That's going to give us the best chance to not only get on the crop, but get under that canopy as well.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.